And welcome, everybody. Welcome, Rodrigo. How are you?
Hey, Stefan. How are you? It's a pleasure to be back here from the 1990s because of the quality of my camera. La calidad de mi cámara todavía no es muy buena, pero pronto conseguiremos algo mejor.
No, you're looking good, Rodrigo. Okay, so today we have a very interesting topic. So, Rodrigo, what's today's topic? Can you tell us?
Yes, we're going to talk about models of deduction. This is very important in English, and we use it very often.
It's true. And welcome, everybody. Welcome, Rodrigo. How are you?
Hey, Stefan. How are you? It's a pleasure to be back here from the 1990s because of the quality of my camera. La calidad de mi cámara todavía no es muy buena, pero pronto conseguiremos algo mejor.
No, you're looking good, Rodrigo. Okay, so today we have a very interesting topic. So, Rodrigo, what's today's topic? Can you tell us?
Yes, we're going to talk about models of deduction. This is very important in English, and we use it very often.
It's true. And models, they can change, the meaning can change a lot. So, for example, one of the models that we're going to see today is can't. And we usually use can't for I can't do this, okay? But it's also a model of deduction. Así que es importante que tengamos claro los diferentes usos que le podemos dar a los verbos modales. Vamos a empezar con el primero. So the first one is must. So, Rodrigo, when do we use must as a model of deduction?
We use must when we are completely sure that something, well, maybe not completely sure, but we think we are sure we have all the possibilities of something being true. Yeah. Again, we're talking about deduction here. So we're not completely 100% sure of anything because it's a deduction. Yeah. Es una deducción, ¿verdad? Así que no podemos estar completamente seguros de lo que vamos a decir. Pero desde nuestra perspectiva, yes, in this case, we're sure. We think we're sure something is true.
Exacto, ¿no? Y el must es el que tiene el mayor grado, ¿no? De certeza, de que estamos seguros de eso. Usamos el must. Y otra vez hacemos la comparativa, ¿no? Must, seguro que ya sabemos usarlo como, Rodrigo, you must do exercise. Debes hacer ejercicio, ¿no? Y ese uso lo tenemos. Pero hoy queremos enfocarnos en el uso de deducción, ¿no? De que pensamos algo y estamos muy seguros de algo y lo decimos, must. Rodrigo, can you give us an example with must?
Yes. Look, all the lights in the house are on. They must be at home. In Spanish, si todas las luces de una casa están encendidas, podemos decir, deben estar en casa.
Very good.
That would be maybe in Spanish the translation, right? Deben estar en
deberían
casa.
Estar en casa.
Deberían, yeah, good. So they must be at home.
Okay. Or, for example, if I see Matthew in the street, because me and Matthew, we live very near. If I see Matthew in the street and he's holding a bunch of flowers, I can say, oh, that must be for his wife, yes? Because who else is he going to take flowers to? Or it must be, I don't think it's for me, obviously. So it must be for his wife.
Right. Maybe his mother-in-law.
Or maybe his mother-in-law, very good. So it must be, tiene que ser para ellas, ¿no? Esa es nuestra deducción con must. Okay, vamos a pasar al siguiente. The next one is the opposite of must. And the opposite of must is can't. Okay, now we are sure something is not true. We are positive. For example, if I see Matthew with flowers, I say, it can't be for me. Definitely. I'm sure they're not for me. It can't be for me. Yeah. So can you give us an example with this?
I love the Matthew example. That's a great example. Well, I'm going to keep with the house. So Look, the car isn't in the garage, so they can't be at home. So it's the opposite. The car isn't there, so they can't be at home. Or maybe all the lights are off, so they can't be at home again. They must be sleeping, or they must be somewhere else.
Exactly. I really like this example. Like my mom used to tell me a lot. She used to use this a lot. She used to say to me, "Stefan, you have just eaten. You can't be hungry." And because sometimes I would want, maybe sometimes when I was bored, I would like to eat. You know, you're bored, so you eat. I would say, "Mom, I'm hungry." And she said, "You can't be hungry. It's impossible. You have just eaten."
So, how old were you when you?
I was a teenager, I guess, 12, 13, 14.
When you're that age, you're always hungry.
Now it's my wife who tells me, "You can't be hungry. It's impossible, not after that amount of food." Okay, so that's a good example. So we have must and can't, and we repeat that they are opposites, okay? So we are very sure about something, mm-hmm. or very sure that something is not true. Okay, so Matthew, when we are not so sure, what do we use?
So we have the middle ground there, which is might or may or could. So we could say, if we're still sticking with the house example, look, the car is in the garage, so they might be at home. So I'm not sure if they're at home, but it's a possibility. So they might be at home. Puede que estén en casa, o podrían estar en casa.
Okay, and that example, they might be at home. Could I change might and use may or could instead?
Yeah, you could say they could be at home perfectly well, 100%. So they're interchangeable. And the meaning remains the same.
Yes, it does remain the same. Okay, we use it sometimes also when we are trying to think where someone is. Like, someone should be here, for example. Let's continue with Matthew, because we already mentioned him. Let's hope he doesn't hear this podcast. So we could say, "Oh, where is Matthew?" Well, he might be sleeping, because yesterday he was out partying. So we don't know. This is a maybe, you know. He might be sleeping. Where do you think? Where could Matthew be? Where do you think he could be?
Well, I think he may be at his mother-in-law's, because he loves her very much.
He could be. Can we ask questions with these modal verbs?
Yeah, I could say, could he be at the cinema? I might ask you, could he be at the cinema? What do you think?
Well, he might be at the cinema. He might not be at the cinema. So when we're asking questions, we use the could, yes? Because we can't say, might he be at the cinema? Yeah. You could,
but it just doesn't sound very natural.
No, it doesn't. It sounds too forced. No suena muy forzado. No suena natural. Entonces, cuando queremos usar un modal de deducción para preguntar algo, ¿no? ¿Puede que esté allí? ¿Crees que estará o crees que hará? Usamos el could para hacer esas preguntas. Very good.
Yeah, that's a very good tip, because that might be confusing for some students. Or they might say, "Oh, I'm going to use, may he be at the cinema?" And, I mean, it's good grammar. It's not wrong, but it doesn't sound very natural to an English speaker.
No, it doesn't. Okay. So these we use when we think that something is possible, but we're not sure. And the three we can interchange. Okay, what other grammar tip can we tell our students? What else can we help them?
Oh yes, good. So usually with these models, we use the structure that we can see over there, down there, which is be and gerund. And in our examples, en los ejemplos que dimos recién, se veía esa estructura. He might be at home. Yes, he might
be, oh, sorry, that's not a gerund. He might be playing football. He might be sleeping, yeah? That's one example we gave. He might be sleeping. So be an ing, the gerund. Recordemos que el gerund es un gerundio, que es el verbo con ing. Yes, sleeping, playing, doing something. So we usually use these models with be and the gerund. Exactly. Do you have more examples?
Let me try and think of some. But it's important that we don't conjugate the verb to be. It's not he is sleeping. Or no, he could is sleeping. No, we just say be, the verb to be. He could be sleeping. Because after modal verbs, we always use the infinitive. Okay, so the verb to be is also, that's the infinitive. Okay, let me think. You must be thinking a lot, Rodrigo, for this podcast. I can see you must be thinking a lot. Okay?
That's a good example.
Can you give me an example with can't and ing?
Yes. So Matthew can't be playing football right now. It's too early for him to be playing football.
Yes, he must be.
I'm not sure he plays football. Does he play football?
He might be. No, he might play. He might play, I think. He might. He looks fit enough. So, yeah, I think so. Why not?
Well, please, next time you see him, ask him that. Ask that for me.
I will. I'll ask him. Well done. So, yeah, so we can. These are quite fun to play with. Yeah. You always use the might be, could be. It's always fun to do guesses about people, what they are doing. And if you want to practice more with this, always think about somebody and just start saying sentences. He might be this. He must be working because it's work time today. Okay. And one last question.
Can I add something else? That usually students who take international exams for Cambridge, Anglia, or any other kinds of international exams, during the speaking parts, they're usually shown pictures. Let's say this in Spanish because it's important. Mm-hmm. En los exámenes internacionales, como los de Anglia o Cambridge y cualquier otro examen, muchas veces en la parte de speaking, en la parte oral, cuando tienen que hablar, les muestran imágenes y les hacen hablar de las imágenes. Y los models of deduction are very important, son muy importantes para esa parte. Porque justamente uno tiene que hacer deducciones de lo que está pasando en la imagen, ¿no? They might be in the UK because I can see, I don't know, typical building from London or so. What did you say?
I just said the Eiffel Tower, and that's in Paris. Sorry. I wanted to say the deep end.
They can't be, in that case, they can't be in the UK because I can see the Eiffel Tower. Así es que estos modales nos sirven mucho para esas situaciones, ¿no? Y en los exámenes, cuando estamos hablando de imágenes.
Yeah, that's a very good tip. When we have to describe the picture, you need to not just say where everything is, but also do some deduction. Well done. Mm. Okay, and my last question, Rodrigo, what if a student wants to have a lesson with you or wants to learn a bit more, where can they go?
Good. So they can go to this address right here. I'm really bad at this. Here we go. There you are. So campus.trainlang.com. Mm-hmm. Y allí van a encontrar las distintas posibilidades de tener profesores así, uno a uno, en una clase privada. También pueden tener clases grupales. Pueden probarlo durante una clase o incluso dos semanas gratis. Así es que vayan campus.trainlang.com y van a encontrar muchas opciones que sin duda van a poder satisfacer sus necesidades de aprendizaje del idioma. Incluso tenemos clases de muchos otros idiomas, no solamente inglés.
Exacto. Thank you very much, Rodrigo. Thank you everybody for listening. See you next time. Bye bye.
Bye.